Fauci's deposition lies and the stunning allegations of Li Fengyan. Commentary. It's been a long time since something I was reading kept me up all night in the way that the mysteries of Raymond Chandler and Arthur Conan Doyle did in my youth. And never you can be sure was it a legal deposition. But last night, I was riveted by every word in the deposition that Dr. Anthony Fauci gave in a lawsuit initiated by the Attorneys General of Missouri and Louisiana that alleges our government acted in collusion with big tech to censor and even massively discredit its critics, including many eminent doctors, regarding COVID-19. I was riveted even though Fauci, despite being of an obviously high IQ, suddenly was having memory loss almost as extreme as our president, repeating some version of I don't recall as his answer to questions so often it may have gone over 1,000 times in the 446-page document. While you could call it a masterpiece of James Comey-style prevarication, it became so obvious you could predict almost every variation on this theme before the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the president's chief medical advisor even said it. Either he didn't recall having discussed any of the hot-button issues of the pandemic with his associates, despite appearing on myriad emails between them on those very subjects, or he denied knowledge because it was not in his lane. The latter excuse is risible since he was in charge of everything and appeared before us on television and nearly everywhere else constantly opining on all things COVID for 2 straight years. Indeed, he hasn't stopped. But the risible turned to the ludicrous and Fauci shot himself in the foot despite his obvious laborious preparation for the deposition when it came down to the heart of the matter. By that, I mean his relationship with Dr. Peter Daszak of the propagandistically named EcoHealth Alliance, through whom Fauci is alleged to have helped fund what is known as gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan Institute of Virology. The importance of this question is well known, as is Fauci and his colleagues' determination to point away from the increasingly accepted lab leak theory of the origin of the pandemic to a zoonotic cause. Attaching Fauci to even part of the instigation of the lab leak theory would, of course, make him culpable in what has arguably been the greatest worldwide disaster in the recent history of the human race. It wouldn't merely be guilt by association. It would be guilt by covert, arguably illegal, financing. At first, Fauci did his best under questioning to paint his relationship with Daszak as vague and remote at best, with no personal contact he could remember, maybe 1 or 2 emails. But then he was confronted by an exhibit demonstrating that he had personally appeared alongside Daszak to discuss the pandemic on a podcast hosted by none other than former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Incredible as it sounds, again Fauci claimed he couldn't recall. Not only was this ludicrous, it was outrageous. The only way a man of Fauci's intelligence couldn't recall such an event that had occurred so recently, he would have had to have had a lobotomy since. Even in the transcript, you could sense this man's entire house of cards disintegrating before his eyes. He was panicked. Where this will go I know not, but in the midst of my concentration on his testimony, my wife entered my home office wondering if I had watched Tucker Carlson, as I usually do. She told me that Carlson had an extraordinary interview with a Chinese woman named Li Fengyan, or Fengyan Li, if you will, that I had to watch. I found out subsequently that she's a graduate of both Brown and Beijing universities who, according to her website, is currently an associate professor of computer science and electrical and computer engineering at the University of Houston. She has many honors in her field and has been asked to speak internationally on such things as hyperbolic problems. More importantly to us, besides her obvious brilliance, she purports to have inside knowledge of what may have gone on at the lab in Wuhan. Thanks to Roku, I was able to replay her interview a short time later. The nub of what she was saying was that the cause of the COVID-19 leak had been changed to an incident from an accident by whom, it was unclear. Although Li's English is good, she has a thick Chinese accent. Nevertheless, what I understood her to say, in essence, was that the virus had been deliberately designed at the Wuhan lab, even before any of us had heard anything about COVID in any of its forms, lab or zoonotic. This was done, she asserted, by an element of the People's Liberation Army under orders of a general who has just been promoted. It also was unclear how she knew this. I have heard similar rumors before but never told with this assurance on what has been the most popular cable news show for some time. But if true or even partly true, it's an astounding revelation of global proportions, evil at its purest. It also means that Fauci's involvement, again at whatever level, is even more nefarious than we thought. What did he know and when did he know it? I'd sure like to find out. I imagine you would.
2.
And not just about Fauci's role. What about that of the Chinese Communist Party, which seems intent on locking down their entire country, only to allow their citizens to be incinerated and fenced in buildings? Where, how, and why did this all begin? Not just Americans, but the citizens of the world deserve to know finally. The Republicans are intending to open various investigations in the House in January. What really happened at the Wuhan lab should be at the top of their agenda, that is, if they care about something as important as the future of the human race.